We make the decision today. It's our decision whether we're going to rejoice and be glad. You know, you can rejoice within. You might be sad on the outside, but you can rejoice within. And it, you know, that song says, my soul rejoices. That's your mind, your will, and your emotions. And the only way that can rejoice is if you make the decision. So let's stand in the gap for those that are hurting today. Let's stand in the gap and say, God, I rejoice for them today. God, I send great peace and healing to them today, Lord. And God, only you can heal a heart that's been crushed. So God, we thank you today that this is the day that you have made. And that we do rejoice and be glad in it. So let's all stand and just give him glory and praise today. As Sandy Barnes told us a while back, put a praise on it. So God, we praise you today. Praise stops the enemy in his tracks. Steals the enemy. Thank you.
Your name, sing louder.
Thank you, Father. Yes. You know, that song says that he's under our feet.
Yeah.
How many of you, maybe this week or maybe a month, you know what the word said, he's under our feet, but it doesn't quite feel like he's under our feet. He might be up here, might be this high, might be in the mind. I've been going through some symptoms in my body, and, you know, I stood, and I listened to the word, I prayed, I believed, but thank God for you people that prayed and stood with me.
Amen.
There comes a time that, you know, I told Jimmy yesterday, I listened to John Hagee's healing tapes.
Yep.
I love his voice, and I like to listen to him. But I got so tired of John Hagee. I thought, I don't want to hear John Hagee say that there's healing in the word anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired of this, and I don't know what it is. I know who it is. It's the devil.
Yep.
But I got a brother that's a doctor, Jeremy. Dr. Jeremy, or doctor. I talked with him last Sunday. He gave me such peace about some tests that I had done. And, you know, the devil will immediately come to you. Well, you know, it's sinus. Oh, no, no, no. That's a tumor. And it's malignant. And I'm telling you, it's growing. That's the pains. It's growing, you know. And you fall for that.
Yeah.
You fall for it.
Yeah.
I didn't quit listening to the tape, but I'd turn the tape on and I'd go do something else. I wouldn't stay in the room
it's
with
right.
it. Mm-hmm. But guess what? God says, my word shall not
return
void.
Amen.
It shall not return void.
That's right.
It will not return void. And that's not just on your healing. That's on whatever we put our faith to.
That's right.
If we need a miracle in finances, then that's what we go to and we stand on. And, you know, I thought my body was kind of like your bank account. You're believing and thanking God for the seeds you've sown that they'll come back. And you look at your bank account and you think, dear God, you know, but for some reason, somehow, God's word works. And every need we have is met.
Yes.
And Sandra, God's got a word for you today. He said, every need that y'all have shall be met. The word, the foundation that was pouring from the beginning when Mac was living. God said it will not return void. It will accomplish. That vision will be accomplished. And it's going to be an increase on finances that you are just going to like turn around and be amazed. You'll be able to put more faith into the men that God has called y'all to minister to rather than having to use your faith to believe in the
Come
money.
On. Amen.
God said, money cometh to Canaan land. Money cometh to Canaan land.
Yes.
There's people that used to support you that's not supporting you. They're going to run back to you and say, hey, I'm going to support you. And I'm going to pay you interest for the times that I did not support you. That is a great woman of God, a man of God, that they have taken people and touched their lives and changed their lives. Not
yes.
them, but God.
Yeah.
And you know, if God can stop a ministry, he'll try to stop it with finances.
Yeah.
But not anymore, Sandra. Not anymore. Y'all are going to be blessed beyond your wildest dream. You look at that checkbook and you speak to it. You look at that bank account and you speak to it. Mac Gober's vision will be accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you need somewhere to plant extra seeds, we support them every month.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, let God deal with your hearts and support them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sandra, we thank you. We've got lives here in this church that have been touched because of the ministry.
Yeah.
And we thank you for it. We praise you for it, Father. God, Sandra's not here to get any glory for herself. The glory goes to God, and we
yes.
thank you for it.
Amen.
I don't know where I was. Something about... Anyway, I had a doctor's appointment this week, and Jeremy, the doctor, told me exactly what you had shared with me. But you shared it more where I could understand it. He used a word about that long. And Jeremy got on my level where I could understand it. And you know what? One of them is a vitamin he's given me. I like the natural stuff.
Amen.
And he let me know right quick he ain't going to give me nothing for pain. So it's okay. But what he's done is healing. It's healing. It's healing. Nancy told me a while ago, she said, I could tell you were different when you walked in this morning. I leaned over to Jay and I said, Jay, I used to could sing, but I can't sing now. It is rough.
But anyway, he said, well, Mama, things change. But you know what? You know what? God does not change.
Amen.
God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right. Jeremy, there'll be much more that you'll speak into people's life. They'll come and they'll be hurting in different ways. And God's going to use you, my son, to speak into their life and give them the peace of God that passes all understanding. You may not even know, but you'll know in your heart. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. Don't be ashamed. You'll say, I've done all I could do, but let's pray and let God handle this. And Jeremy, he'll do it. You've seen him do it, and he'll do it more. In the name of Jesus. The name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And you know, as Judy and her family are going through some things today, and Janice, some of you may know and some may not, but be praying for them.
Yes.
Be standing in the gap. That's what I was going to say. You know, when you're hurting, your body's hurting yourself, you need other people to stand in the gap for you and to believe for you. And don't just say, oh, I'm praying for you. No, believe with them. Quote the word. Stand on the word with them. Put action to your prayers. Woo, I couldn't do that last Sunday.
Back there before Miss Ann got up, and the word that I heard was fiction. The devil has told some of you a lie and you fell for it. But God said today he wants truth spoken into your life. And if you have been lied to and you want to be prayed for and set free this morning, you come up here and we'll pray for you.
Turn his face toward you. and 1,000 generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May its favor be upon you, and 1,000 generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May its favor be upon you, and 1,000 generations, in your family, in your children, and their children, and their children. May its presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you. He is with you, he is with you, he is with you.
Amen.
upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you
Resurrection, oh, and I am the light. need prayer today. That's what this is all about.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come down. Someone will pray for you. Do not leave here today without connecting with Jesus. Don't leave here without connecting with Him. He wants to connect to you because He wants to bless you. He wants to build you up. He wants to heal you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to straighten out things in your life. Whatever it might be, Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. So we'll sing another song or so. Let the Holy Spirit, if something's moving inside, it's God. It's God. Just respond. All He's got for you is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
You know, this guy in the blue shirt that was running around a while ago, and people may think, man, he is that crazy. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's pulling down strongholds.
Yeah.
God has got him worn for us all. He's pulling down strongholds in your life and in my life. We've all pulled down strongholds in our life before and knew it. But Jeff's pulling down strongholds he don't even know. But God does and the Holy Ghost does. So thank you, Jeff, for being obedient.
Amen.
God showed me one time He's circling this church, circling this. And I said, you know, God, what is going on? He says He's pulling down strongholds in the body of Christ. Strongholds can be in your mind. That's where it usually starts. And it builds and it builds and it builds. And we have a job to quote the Word of God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And starting in our mind. Fuzz, there's much for you to do. Both of y'all. God says, step back in to your first love. He'll cause time to be redeemed when you were having to do other things. He said, I'll redeem the time, my son and my daughter. I blessed you financially in a way that you can be a blessing. And He said, I blessed you in your spirit where you can be a blessing. You'll come in contact with people that you'll realize after you left, that was ordained of God.
Yep.
He's already done it, and He's going to begin to do it even more. And He said, step up, step out. Step back to the place of your first love. Your first love. Pray in the Holy Ghost like never before. Like never before. And you've got some dreams in your heart that you think, boy, God, you blessed me financially. You've blessed me with this and you've blessed me with that. But you got some private things and you've got some private things. God said you begin to take hold and minister to others and they'll flow right in. That's what His Word says. He'll give us the desires of our heart when we put Him first and do what He's called us to do. And my son, that calling has never left in you. Just your smiling face and your obedience is priceless. God said, so be of good courage. Good courage. God's so good. He's so good.
Amen.
He is so good. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we worship You and adore You today. God, You're an awesome God, worthy to be praised. Oh, we thank You, God, for strongholds. We pull them down. They're being pulled down. They are pulled down. We thank You for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We love, we worship You, Father. And we thank You, God, that Your Word will never return void. As long as we put our faith out there, God, Your Word works. It will not return void. And we thank You for it. God, when we maybe waver to the right or the left and think, is this really working? God, we know that Your Word works. Forgive us for not just saying, enough's enough, devil. Enough is enough. We thank You for it. We praise You for it. And like Jimmy said, if you need prayer today in any situation, please come down. The anointing is here to heal, deliver, set free. Don't miss the opportunity. God is so good. He is so, so good. I just want to say thank you to my church family for the prayer. In 2017, I lost a grandbaby at 15 days old. I got through it with God's help. And in the last month, I have been in the hospital 3 different times. They were trying to take me out. He didn't accomplish nothing. And yesterday, I got a phone call. I was with Judy and Mom and him. We had went to eat. And I got a phone call from my son. He said, Mama, get to Justin's house quick. And I knew something was wrong. So we took, me and Judy just jumped up. And we left Mom and him, didn't fight nothing about it. Started to the hospital because they called me and told me to meet him there. Well, needless to say, my other son called me. He said, Mama, he said, my little 6-year-old son has been shot in the head. But my little grandbaby didn't make it. But I know where he's at. And I don't know who this is for. But if you got hate towards a loved one, or you not talking to him, you need to make it right. Because you're not promised tomorrow. And I just ask y'all to keep us in y'all's prayers these next few days. Because it's going to be hard, and more especially my son.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Let's pray for him. Jay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we're so thankful.
Strongholds
are broken.
Good times
or bad times, you're still God.
I've been
made
free.
Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a spiritual force
I am
that moves
forgiven.
Mountains, brings victory.
Fear has to leave.
Brings peace.
Strongholds are broken.
Soundness of mind.
I've been
grace
made
brings the ability
free.
To do things we can't do on our own.
I am forgiven.
Lord God, I thank you for the great grace on this family.
Fear has
and Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus
your name
that you bring absolute victory,
healing.
Love,
your
soundness,
name
and wholeness in every
power.
Area of life of this family.
Your name,
Lord God,
is holy.
This
my
is not
strong, strong tower,
goodbye.
Wonderful
we'll
name,
we'll see you soon.
Glorious
we'll see you soon.
Name, powerful
then,
name.
We will fight the fight.
Jesus,
we will stay together.
Jesus,
we will live in love.
Yeah.
We'll declare the love for each other and for you.
Name,
and that will be our victory.
Glorious
and Lord God, we thank
name,
you. And Satan is the,
name
he is the
Jesus,
reason for hurt and
Jesus,
pain and death.
Strongholds
God
are broken.
The reason for hope,
I've been
power,
made free.
And love and life.
I
we
am
life.
Forgiven.
I'm not dead. We choose
fear
life.
Has
and we may
leave.
Have victory.
Strongholds
on this earth. We will declare
broken.
That Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Forever
I've been
forever.
Made free.
Lord God. Soon,
I
very
am
soon,
forgiven.
We will see the King. Yes.
Fear
and
has
we will
to
all
leave.
Rejoice.
Yes. Lord,
and all this will not even be in our memory.
Yeah.
It will even be there.
Your
because we'll be together
is
again.
Your
we thank
name
you, Lord God,
is
this
holy,
is in
my
your hands.
Strong,
couldn't be in a better
strong
place.
Tower,
Lord God,
wonderful name,
fill them up with your
glory,
your power,
name,
and your victory. Let your presence make the difference. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus,
amen. Amen.
Jesus, oh, wonderful name, glorious name. Broken, I've been made free. I am forgiven. Fear has to leave. Oh, strongholds are broken. I've been made free. I am forgiven. Fear has to leave. Your name is power, your name.
Y'all came to church today to have church. Not to be comfortable, but to be healed.
Yeah.
Be blessed. Hallelujah. God's in the healing business, as y'all know. He wants to bless you.
Yes.
Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. In your heart of hearts, reach out to Him. Lord, I didn't come here today just to be in church. I came today to have church. I came today to connect to you. I've been missing you this week, God. I need you. So we're gathered together here today as the family of God. With no hoops to jump through, no one directing, but only the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of love and faith. And miracles are happening. Miracles are always happening. Lord, thank you for these precious people, Lord, who came from every direction to have church. What an honor it is, Lord God, to represent you. What an honor, Lord God, to be in the midst of these great people. But Lord, to stand in your presence is an awesome thing. It's a fearsome thing. Not that we're afraid, but Lord God, it is just overwhelming, awesome. The power of God, the love of God, cannot be measured in our mind, in our heart, or in all our learning, in any and every book in the world. It has to be experienced and received by faith. Lord, I know you can do these things because you've done them in me before. Lord, if you can save us, my goodness, what else? That's the hardest one of all. Well, Lord, you did it with ease. It's not cheap, but you earned it. Oh, praise God for the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus above every name that is named. Jesus got that name by conquest, by being conferred on him. And he inherited it. He got it three ways just right. So, Lord, we thank you for that name that he gave to us. Yes. That we are known by the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And in that name, there's power. There's victory. And at the mention of that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Let's bow to him today like never before. Let's refresh, renew, reconnect to the one that gave us life to start with. He has much more life to give us. Lord God, thank you. Lord, untangle us from the things of this world. We make a decision today to put you first. Everything else will fall in place. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen. Amen. We receive the offering at this time. Woo, what a day. What a day, what a day. Oh, happy day. Wish I could sing. I'd sing it for you. Hallelujah. Diane.
You know, the Lord had given me that word about lies. You know what? The enemy will come to you and tell you that you'll always be broke, busted, and disgusted. That you'll always be in debt. That you'll never get out of debt. But you know what? He is a liar. He is a liar. You know, the word says that it's his will. In 3 John 2, he said it's his will that you prosper and be in good health. So, you know, if that word says it, that settles it. And I'm here to tell you that when you start sowing seeds that you want out of debt, that you're not going to be in poverty and lack anymore. And when you start sowing those seeds and you start naming those seeds, I am here to tell you the truth that it is possible. Because I started, every time I'd sow a seed, I'd put on there to be debt free, to be debt free. And I wrote it down, and I wrote down the date, and it was in August. And I can't remember, but it was like, I guess, probably 4 months later. I thought it would take at least a year. But 4 months later, I was debt free. I'm telling you, the word works. And if you'll put your faith on that word, and you trust him, and you sow those seeds, you're going to get a harvest. Because whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you don't have any seeds in the ground, you can't expect a harvest. So get your seeds in the ground and name that seed. And when that harvest comes in, give God all the glory and honor and power and praise. Amen? Lord, we praise you and we just thank you this morning that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And we break the power of fiction. You are a liar, devil, and we can have everything that the Word of God says we can have. And we can be and we can do everything that the Word of God says we can do and be. And we thank you this morning that we have the anointing of the Holy Ghost to break the powers of darkness, of debt, in the name of Jesus. Poverty and lack, you have no place in this congregation. We take authority and break that curse in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of plenty. We loose the spirit of more than enough. We thank you, God, that we give and you open up the windows of heaven and pour blessings out on us that we don't have room enough to receive. And I thank you, God, we take it, we believe it, and we receive it. For whatsoever things we say, we believe that we receive them now. In the name of Jesus, come and give in faith.
Oh, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Precious name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus completely abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Glory to His name.
Give our praise team a great hand clap. Let's give Jesus a greater one. Amen. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Virgil. Hallelujah. God's good. I have some props today. I guess y'all saw that. A peach? Oh, teacher. Is this a peach?
No.
It's a pear. Right? Okay. Just checking. Just checking. Make sure y'all knew what it was. What is that?
Apple.
Luke, you never say, I got it right. All right. I got all kinds of stuff in here. Get a close-up. Not of me, but of this. Pretty, isn't it? It's what used to be a flower. It's a dead flower now. And we're going to talk about that. Why is it dead? This is a sack, and now it's empty. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time together right now. Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for your anointing. And that, Lord God, you will speak to our hearts today. And we'll not only hear it, but we'll be doers of the word of God. That we will do something about it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, you got your Bibles this morning? Let's hold them up and wave them around. Act like you're proud of your Bible, glory be to God. Or your phone, whatever. Hallelujah. Thank God for phones. Let's say it out loud. This is my Bible. I am what says I am. I refuse to be anything less in Jesus' name. This Bible says that all of God's promises are yes and amen to you. It will say, I got mine. All God's promises belong to me. So I think, I decide, I'm just going to go get them all. Why not? Jesus died for all of them. You know, if I was going to give you $500, would you settle for four? Probably. Glory to God. You have to watch this front row up here. It's good. Amen. Praise God. Whew, what a day. What a victory we got in our Jesus. Yeah. Amen. He's made you to be more than a conqueror through all the things that this world will ever throw at you. He's made you to be more than a conqueror. And I guess you know what more than a conqueror. And it'll be a conqueror, it'll be great. But you're more than a conqueror. Right? And all of our wives are more than conquerors. Because when we go home and give them a paycheck, they're more than a conqueror. I thought that'd go over better than it did. But anyway, maybe it's an old joke. But it's not a joke, it's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We've been talking about vision, our voice, and our victory. We've been doing this about a month now, and I would strongly urge you. I'm going to tell you, this subject matter will change your world. It will change your world. Let's say, this will change my world. Because it's the Word of God. It will change your world if I get a hold of it. So I would strongly suggest, come on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights so we can get into this and let the Holy Spirit reveal things to you that you need to hear. We all need to hear it again and again and again. Amen? We all listened to Brother Hagin over the years, and he said, turn to Mark 11:23. We're all going, gee, I've been there. I know all about Mark 11:23. After about 2 minutes, you realize you did not know everything about Mark 11:23. So anyway, we're still learning about Mark 11:23, aren't we? John 3:16. You can't exhaust it. Amen. So the Word of God is alive. Amen. So as we think about the Word of God today, we've been talking about our vision, our voice, and our victory. Very, very important that we have the vision, we use the voice, and we celebrate the victory. It belongs to you. All of these promises belong to you. Jesus died for you. He rose from the dead for you. And he ever lives to make intercession for you. He is easily touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You hadn't heard that one in a while. Let me say it again. That he is easily touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Our feelings. Right. Of our infirmities. Right. Our weaknesses. Our hurts. Our pains. Our disappointments. And all the things. What just the world's life. He's easily touched by us being here on this planet. Amen. He's got a better place waiting for you. He's got a better place waiting for me. Amen. Aren't you glad? Yeah, glory be. I'm glad. I'm glad that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon we're going to be with Him. Amen. Isn't that great? Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the introduction. We're not going to talk about vision, divorce, or victory today. Let's go to John chapter 15, please, verse 1. We're going to talk about the fruit of the vine. The fruit of the vine. We used to sing a song. I forgot how it went. How did it go? He's the vine, I'm the branch. And we would do all these little things, you know. We're so spiritual today, right, that we don't do those things anymore. Right. Hallelujah. Are we there yet? Okay, beginning here in verse 1, Jesus is speaking. That's important. He says, I'm the true vine. How many of us have been connected to the wrong vine before? Yeah. What kind of fruit did you produce? Not good. Everybody say, not good. Oh, we're getting good fruit if we're connected to the true vine. Somewhere along the way, we get the bright idea that it's not the true vine and we connect to another one. And then even worse than that, we get so stuck on ourselves and so filled up with ourselves, so educated that, you know, and so sophisticated that somewhere along the way, we don't even need a vine. What's this? An apple. Do you know what kind of tree this came from? Do you know why it's an apple tree? How we know that? Because it produces apples. I didn't get this off of a pecan tree. I really got it at the grocery, but I didn't have a local apple tree to go to. Yeah. We used to do that when we was little boys. Mim and I would steal apples. I'm glad Mim's here today. I get him involved in all my stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, wonder what happened to these guys. You see, they've been cut, severed, disconnected from the vine. Who's the true vine? Jesus. You know, it is a great thing that God gave mankind the ability to make the decision. We have a will of our own. Sometimes I wish He'd just made me a robot. Decisions are hard to make. And a lot of times we don't make the right one. Well, I'm just going to go over here. Oh, stay connected to your vine. Jesus is the vine. Well, He's old-fashioned. I don't believe in all that. You know, I was told by so-and-so that, you know, that stuff's dead and gone. That Jesus, that's old, you know, and we don't believe that anymore. Who is we? And I do not agree. Amen? I choose to stay with the vine because this is what gives me the victory. This is what produces the fruit in my life, the true vine. Jesus said, I'm the true vine. My Father is, we're going to use the word, farmer or gardener. Husbandman, King James, bless his heart. I am the true vine. Everybody say that my Father. Jesus' Father, our Father, our spiritual Father, is the gardener. He's the one with the scissors. He's the one with the axe. Verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He takes away. Every branch, everybody say, that's me. I'm in Christ. So we're the branch. And the branch produces the fruit. In me that beareth not fruit, He takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purged it and made it bring forth more fruit, or He pruned it. Now, I went in my concordance in my phone, and I looked up the word fruit in the Greek, and guess what it told me? Fruit. Disappointed. Fruit. Well, what about fruit? Well, I went to the Old Testament. I looked in Proverbs for some more information. It had the word fruit, and it talked about it being a reward. I like that one a lot better. Amen? Everybody say, I like reward. Yeah. Hallelujah. Fruit is a reward. You've put out all this effort, and there's fruit, right? Good fruit. Glory to God. We got rewarded with that. Amen. God is good. So, let's read next. Let's read on. Every branch that... Let's go back, please, two. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, prunes it. I don't like to be pruned. Do y'all? Don't lie to me. And don't lie to God. I don't like to be pruned. What does that mean? The preacher stepped on your toes. How many of us have said that before? It's happened to us all. Glory to God. But the Word of God will step on your toes. Now the Word of God will clean you up, straighten you up, dress you up, put you in the right place. It'll tell you the truth. Yeah. I like being told the truth. Amen. I'd rather be told the truth than a lie behind my back. I can deal with truth. Can you?
Yeah.
Well, four of you can. He purges it. The Word of God will prune us up. I don't like it because I like doing what Jimmy likes to do. Well, that's not always good. You know, you shouldn't eat popsicles for breakfast. Unless you're the grandfather, and that's what you give them. If that's what they want.
Yeah.
He purges it. He trims us up. He tells us, you know, you shouldn't do this. And this is how you need to do this. And, okay. Let's come to this great revelation right now. God, let's say that, God is smarter than I am. Until you get to that point, you'll never get anywhere. Oh, I like that preacher. He's pretty simple. See what you get. Amen. Hallelujah. It is simple. He's good. All the time. Verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, or your whole, everything made right. Verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. Do you know what the word abide means? That's your home. That's your abode. That's your dwelling place. You know, I used to serve God. Why did I ever mess up? What's happening? I moved. He did not. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Now, this is the truth. I don't care how hot you are or you think you are. You cannot produce without the vine. You will die. You will dry up, look worse than this. You just give this about 3-4 more days. Right? And cut those, and immediately they began to die. She severed it from the root. What happens to you, and to you, and to you, and to me when I back off from God? When I stop saying, I don't need your support. He is your life support system. Without it, you die. And we need to understand that. Some of us in here might need to connect for the first time to this wonderful Savior named Jesus, who is the true vine. I need some true vine. I need to get a hold. I need to start running with somebody who knows what they're doing. Been running with the world? Guess what? I reap what the world reaped. Hell and destruction. No future. Oh, they told me this, but they lied. God will never lie to you. And he's not mysterious. He just loves you. And we live by faith. Okay. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. How much more plain do we need to get it? Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're dead. Right? If you're not with me, you're disconnected and your outcome is not good. Amen? Okay. Verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Everybody say brings forth much fruit. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. What does that word fruit mean? Fruit. All right, you Greek scholars. We're getting over y'all today. We're going to go to the Hebrew. We're going to get a reward. Now, you go back to Proverbs. Don't think I'm leading you astray. Reward. And Webster's has some things to say about it, too. The definition. Webster says fruit means a product of plant growth. You want to grow? You're in Christ, you're going to grow. And your fruit is a product of that. Okay, number two, it means edible food. I'm glad that I can eat this. Aren't y'all? All right. Let's see what else it might say. Oh, this is important. Within this apple are seeds. So this is also, your fruit is also a source of reproduction. Increase. Come on now, I'm preaching good. Woo! I'm preaching really good. Increase is in the fruit. But the fruit is in the branch. And the branch better get to the vine. And the vine's going to live forever. And the vine's going to abide in you forever. And the word, and the vine's going to produce and surge power and life through you forever. So don't you dare disconnect yourself. Thank you very much. God's good. Uh-oh. Let's read verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. I don't like reading this. Now, you're talking about being pruned or purged a little bit here. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. What happened to this? This was perfectly fine, Lynn, before Ann cut it. It was perfectly fine. Beautiful. Big white bloom. Look at it now. Could that be you? Or you? Or me? Could be. But I don't stay attached to the vine. Well, what does that mean? It means simply this. You got to put God first. You got to stay in His presence. You got to live a faith. And you got to walk the walk of love. We're not talking heaven or hell right here. I'm talking about living in victory and life. If you can go to heaven, you can believe in Jesus. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about God don't want you to live here looking like this. That's right. He wants you to reproduce yourself. His image on the earth. He wants to give you His full potential. He wants to put within you your maximized potential. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. He wants His will to be done in your life. Do you know what your vision is in God? Oh, no. Well, let's start here. How big is your God? What's your vision of Him? Well, you know, I'm this and I'm that. Well, we're not talking about you. We're talking about God. We got to get a vision of God. Every one of us has put God in a box. Sometime or another. Maybe he still is. But the problem is he keeps jumping out, right? Some people have a box this big for God. And it's a religious box. And you go there. And you get up and you leave just like you got there. And you've acknowledged God today. You've done God a favor. You went to church. I'm glad we weren't live streaming. That wouldn't have been polite, would it? But anyway, how big is your box? We got to get a box the size of this book and get it in here and let it reside in here and let it come out of here. And when we do that, He becomes real. Yay! He's bigger than any problem I could ever have. Have you gotten there yet? Is your God bigger than any problem you could ever have? Yes. Is He bigger than death and sin in your life? Yes. Is He bigger than the cross? Yes. Is He bigger than lack? Yes. He became the curse for you. Is He bigger than the curse? What's the curse? You need to find out what the curse is, because you're probably living in it and think it's normal. It's not normal to live under the curse. It's normal in God to live in God and to produce the fruit of victory in your life, in every area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. He wants you well. He wants you best. He wants you to be an apple 18 times that big, glory to God, shining and red. And everybody will know. You won't have to tell anybody who you are. That you belong to the first church of the first frozen. Because your fruit will speak for you. Nobody should ever have to ask you, are you a Christian? It should be obvious. Right? Don't want to bruise this. This is my hunch. You think I'm kidding? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read this on. And is withered. Is cast forth as a branch. Is withered and... who gather? Men gather. God's not gathered. Men gather and cast them to the fire, and they're burned. I don't want to be the man, and I don't want to be the one burned. What about y'all? All I have to do, y'all, look, this is not a hard problem. This is not a complicated situation here. All I have to do is stay connected to the vine. That's all I got to do. That's all I have to do, Dina. I don't have to sweat, strain, spin, nor toil. Right. I don't have to wring my hands. I don't have to be afraid of God. I'm going to tell you, when you're connected to the vine, it's an intimate situation. You're drawing your life from Him. He's your best friend you'll ever have. He's the only God you'll ever need. He's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was and is and his soon coming King. Glory be to God forever. I love Him today. I'm going to love Him tomorrow. And I'm going to love Him even greater on in eternity. What about y'all? I'm staying connected to the vine. Amen. I don't want to look like this. Anybody want, any ladies want to wear this in your hair? I'm putting mine, but I don't have enough hair. You better not say anything either. Hallelujah. Well, in closing, I don't want to close, but I'm going to. I'm not in charge. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Front row's having a conniption fit. It's a strange church when the front row is the most unruly row in the whole church. Used to be, when we were growing up, we sat on the back and shoot paper wads, chew gum, stick it under the pew, or we would do other things, thump the person in front of his ear, cut up and talk. But the front row here, only at Faith Act, it's family. Where did I go wrong? I'm connected to an unruly family here. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we don't have church. We have a gathering. The family just shows up here on Sunday and not all at the same time. That's fine. That's the way we like it. And if it cramps your style, you may be connected to the wrong vine. Because God is patient and kind. Amen? It wouldn't be complete if you weren't here. So all those that are not here today, we're not complete without you. Okay, quickly. I got to stay connected to the vine. Did we get that part yet?
Yeah.
I don't want to look like that, do you?
No.
I want to look like this. Right? Okay. How do I look like this? Staying connected to God. Get connected, stay connected. Ask Jesus to come into your life. He will be the vine that gives you life. Right? But there are a lot, and listen to, I'm preaching good here now. There are a lot of people, good people, going to heaven. That's not the issue, but they made a decision. But I don't need church. I can listen to John Hagee's CDs. And I can get up and go do what I want to do. He don't know no better. He just keeps preaching. There's a mass of Christians in Oklahoma, right here, in every church that I know of, that needs to reconnect with God. There's no way possible for you, I don't care how good the speaker is, how great the message was, it is not enough to carry you through the next day. You need reinforcement. What do I need? You need connected to the vine. We need to be thinking about God. We need to be walking like God. We need to be talking like God. And then nobody will ask you, what are you? I'm an apple. No, I'm a child of the living God. Amen? Now, I don't know all your parents, and some of you, I mean, you're as old as I am and older, I didn't know your parents. But anyway, but probably somewhere along the way, there's a resemblance in you like your parents. Amen? Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. But I remember one day before Mother died, it's been a couple years ago, I was over there. And I was standing outside, and she had this front door she keeps there, her glass door she could look out because she's nosy. Say amen. That's my sister going, mm-hmm. She wants to see her going up and down the road. Well, I'm standing outside. And I come in, and she said, I wonder why Jim Brown was standing in my yard. I must look like him a little bit. Or stand like he did. Or walk like he did. But Nancy's got it down pat. I don't. You see, we have that resemblance. Do we have that resemblance toward our Heavenly Father? Are we connected to the vine? Oh God, thank you for the vine. Thank you, Lord, you want to be connected to us. I make a decision today to reconnect to you, God. What does that mean? You got to crucify the flesh. This is old preacher stuff going on here right now. It's just gone to meddling. I would strongly suggest you be here on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. I know you can't. I know all that. I know all of that. But make that decision to put God first every day of your life. Walk in love, live by faith. That's the major victory right there. If you do, you're connected to Him. Because it's going to produce good fruit. Love fruit. What Diane tells us to take up the offering. You sow your seed. You sow apples, you're going to get apples back. Amen? Glory to God. That's how I'll stand up because I don't know where to quit. But if I see you standing up, I'll know it's time to go. So now next Sunday, do not just stand up when you want to. We did that. Man, we were in the class with Miss Carmel, Sandra, you know. And one day before she came in the class, we all decided, said, at about 10 till, we all going to just stand up or drop our pencils. We'll drop our pencils one day. We're just going to drop everything. Well, boy, were we smart. We're in the eighth grade, and that was the best we could do. I mean, really. So we all dropped our pencils, or we all stood up, whatever. It had zero effect on Cassandra Conville, our teacher. Zero. She just said, all right, y'all sit down now. We think we'll go back to class. But anyway, hallelujah. I'm supposed to join hands with you for us for some strange reason. But anyway, we're all going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as Fuss and I pray, we agree, Lord God, that there's supernatural increase on every church and on this planet. Lord God, that we'll all stay connected to you. Lord, we will reconnect. Lord God, we'll put you first. And Lord, We won't have to wait long. The fruit's going to come. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. All those nine fruit are the fruit of the vine. God's character. And Lord, when we have that, we are qualified to produce, to obtain the fruit, and to reproduce ourselves, and to flow in the power of that fruit. We can nourish the nations if we just stay connected to the vine. We can nourish our families, our communities, if we just stay connected to the vine. Lord, thank you today for an about face in our lives. That, Lord, without you, we can produce nothing. We just decay. And, Lord, I thank you for all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, I pray that we all receive you as Christ, as our Savior and our Lord right now. Lord God, we declare that Jesus is Lord. And, Father, we will make it public. In Jesus' mighty name, we all said, amen. Tell somebody, love. What? You can't go yet. Wait a minute. Lynn, turn around. Sit down. Sorry, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and she has on high heels today. But it's a good thing. We do have several visitors. Virgil's got a bunch here. Praise be. All the way from the county of Pontotoc. Hallelujah. And we have other visitors as well, and I don't want to start naming because I'll skip somebody. But Miss Joy has some special guests with her, Miss Sandra Gober. She and Max started Canaan Land. And let me tell you, George, you better say amen. Is George still here? George is a graduate of Canaan Land. George, stand up. I can't see you, buddy. Where are you? At the back. George, there you are. You're shorter than I thought you were. I want to tell you, and I'm telling you testimony, and you won't care. George Porter went to Canaan Land, an alcoholic. He came back a man of God. Amen. He's been a man of God ever since. Boom! That's what the Word will do for you. That's what somebody that loves and in their ministry and in their lane running will do. It'll change the world one person at a time. Amen. So we're so glad to have Sandra, Rachel, husband, all about it, everybody here today. What a word. Pray for Canaan Land, as Ann's already said. Send them some money. Glory to God. If you got some left over, you send it to me. I'm embarrassing Ann. I have to preach prosperity. I'm married to Ann. Father, thank you for Canaan Land. What a day, God, it was when that was created. And look at all the fruit that's come from there. And it hasn't stopped yet and not going to. Increase is on the way.
Yes, it is.
Now, Father, I pray for each one here that be blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Y'all come back to see us now, you know. We're here at 6 o'clock tonight. Wednesday night, 7. Hallelujah.